Hey guys, welcome to Day by Day Hacks, where we're trying to give you advice, tips, tricks on how to construct your consistent time with the Lord. I'm here with my good friend, Megan Neely. She's been helping us, giving us some great tips and tricks on some things we're learning about her quiet time, her personal time with the Lord. Megan, you mentioned that you start off praying. Is that what I heard you say a couple of weeks ago? Okay, so you start off praying. Is it wide open when you start praying? Do you follow a certain structure with that?
What's going on? I do follow a structure. The Acts, A-C-T-S.
Yep.
Started with that and have stuck with it many years later.
Okay, so walk us through the Acts.
So Acts is adoration for A, C is confession, T is thanksgiving, and S is supplication.
Yeah.
So adoration, you're just telling God who He is.
Mm-hmm.
Confession, you're talking about your sins and mm-hmm. what you need forgiveness for. Show me what in my life I need to change.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, showing Him what you're thankful for and telling Him. Supplication, you know, your needs and wants.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great plan. One of the things I like about the Acts approach to that is oftentimes when we start praying, we start at the S. Here's all my requests. Here's all the things I'm asking for, which is not wrong. But what I love about the Acts plan is if we start with the adoration and understanding who God is, that sometimes changes the supplication
mm-hmm.
aspect of it. And,
right.
and maybe a greater understanding of who God is helps us understand what we need to be asking for better, and says so that does change. So the Acts approach, you've been doing that
for a long time,
8 years. Yeah. Wow. Has there ever been a time where you've wanted to, where you've dabbled in a different plan, or it's just been consistent? That's just it.
Just stuck with it.
Yeah. Well, what is it about that you really like?
It's rewarding and fulfilling, and it's just easy to follow. I know it.
Yeah.
And like you said, you start out with adoration. And it probably does change how you pray in the end.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's your tip or trick. Acts is a great plan to follow. You can get caught up in thinking, I can't pray for everything.
Right.
And so Acts kind of breaks it down into different categories and really gives you an approach so that you're not distracted, but that you do cover all the essentials that we want to cover when it comes to praying. So remember that, guys, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. It's a great way to categorize your prayers. Until next week, we'll see you later.